Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, TagCastPodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, TagCastPodcast.com.
And now, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
TagCast Bonusode number 6. I am Jimmy Carl Gatch, the Indian of the podcast.
And I'm Terry Guile, and I'm the white guy that's 1/16th Indian. And we got a guest with us on our Bonusode number 6 in the form of Jim Louder, a.k.a.
Gordon.
Gordon.
The Gorton's fisherman.
Gorton.
Gorton.
He's Gorton.
Gorton.
Thanks for joining us on this Monday. We try to make your Monday a little brighter with bonus odes.
Yes.
We're going to be focusing on the genre known as doom metal.
Because it's Monday, and sometimes the Mondays are doomy.
Doesn't sound like it's going to work out too well.
And I heard that every time Jim fishes and he's reeling it in, it's like doom metal because it's in slow motion.
This is the precise kind of music that I hear.
He's reeling it in.
I load yob into my MP3 player.
He's
but when I catch a fish, the bigger the fish, the better it sounds because I reel it in slow. Everything goes slow motion, man.
At what
just
point?
Bring that thing in, and I let that fish know. I tell him before, you know, before he dies, that I'm going to smoke you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to consume you either on or before 1 year from this exact
date. You're getting smoked, brother. So, yeah, we got some yob going in the background, which it's the first word I think of when I think of the word doom, because I'm from Oregon, and
doom.
I think most people from Oregon think of yob.
Absolutely.
And it's spreading around the world now. There's lots of people in other areas of the world that think of yob when they think of doom.
Yeah,
so,
worldwide.
That's right. So,
so at what point, like, when you get that bite of the fish, and then you, like, you can feel from that first hit, you're like, well, this is going to be, I need to load up a longer yob song.
Great cessation.
Or this particular fish.
There's
or maybe,
be a
you know, it's just
reel
like
in.
a little nibble you're putting on, like, maybe one of their 7 minutes.
I skip
songs.
A lot.
Yeah.
I skip
or
a lot.
Or he could go to the 26 minute opus that's on the Illusion of Motion.
It's that'd either be like this marlin or the, fishing there.
It's either this or the Taxi Driver soundtrack.
Nice.
Or he just listens to the complete Catharsis album.
Yeah.
And he finally reels it in at the end. So
I would suggest. What's that? Oh, I can't think of the band. The album is Oceanic.
Isis.
That's it. That's it.
And I was wondering if those guys should be included in Doom, and in some of the Wikipedia searches, they are in a subgenre. But they're not really, to me, they're not Doom.
I had no idea that Doom had so many subgenres.
Everything does. What'd you say about dubstep and electronica?
Oh, over electronica.
I just heard about post-rock a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like post-punk and post-metal?
No, post-rock.
Yeah.
It's ambient. It's gnarly.
Huh.
Oftentimes there's no vocals.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that
my mind is blown.
The research
that
I've done, it never said anything about long songs in Doom, which is very prominent. And I don't know if that's because they're so slow. and it takes you a minute and a half to get through the riff one time,
yeah.
and then you repeat it again, and well, then you do it twice with vocals.
It's one of those media hidden bonuses.
Yeah, yeah.
The drone doom says it often has very long songs.
Oh, okay, so that might be like another subgenre, which I think Yob delves into a lot of those.
I really wish you guys would have given me these materials before we decided to do this. You guys are. Well,
I know we're all
you guys
at
both
the
looking
advantage.
At stuff. I'm just sitting here.
We're like, oh,
holding my cack.
Yeah, and he doesn't even listen to Doom that much.
I know.
He said.
I don't, man.
What's your preferred listen? Like, what's in Jim? What's in Gorton's CD player? wait. What's on Gorton's turntable?
Thank you. Should I say? Thank you.
I'm not rolling the wax.
I'm glad it went that way. I didn't want to have to be a dick. Well, I do actually have Catharsis. And I have Live at Roadburn on vinyl, and I think they're absolutely
awesome.
Fantastic.
They are.
And to be honest with you, because I'm an Oregonian, the first music that I could call doom was really Yob before
yeah.
that. The first the thing that I associated with it was Neurosis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
which was a huge influence on Mike for sure.
Yeah. And then Cathedral, I heard some of that, and
yeah.
I thought that was fantastic. But I don't listen to a lot of doom outside of Portland.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I'm not
more like friends bands, huh?
Well, it is because that's what I've seen organically.
Right.
Like just
exactly.
been right there for and felt it in my stomach. You
right.
know, that feeling, and you feel your hair go vibrate a little bit and just gets
yeah.
right inside of
yeah.
you.
And like
oh,
I've
shit.
Got some bands, like I made a little list here that are kind of my favorite bands, and some of the bands that actually popped up kind of surprised me that are local bands that a lot of people never heard of, like, and they're not really even that doom, but they're in that thing, and I know you know these guys because you played shows with them, and I don't think they're around anymore. Face Pilot. Those guys really struck a nerve with me, and I just loved them. We played with them in Eugene and in Portland.
Yeah.
And
Face
I
Pilot.
Love those guys.
It was fantastic. You
yeah.
know, Neil plays bass for Witch Mountain.
I didn't. What?
Yeah.
What happened to.
Yeah. Dave decided he was going to go.
I thought
hang
he looked different
and,
in some pictures that I had
yeah.
seen recently. So
yeah.
the bass player from.
Yeah. From
the one
mountain,
that had the beard.
Iomi
probably
Stubbs.
Still those. Okay.
Well, that I'm talking about Dave.
Dave.
Yeah. Neil in Witch Mountain now, the bass player, was from Face Pilot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the guy from Face Pilot was the guy with the big beard.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. yeah and he always had a thunderous bass sound. Nice pedal board, wah-wah at times. But
so
yeah.
did Dave. I mean, fuck, Dave's a legend, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Iomi Stubbs.
Thunderous
sure.
bass sound. What subdivision would that be under on the genre?
Isn't that in the regular Doom? I think that's in the regular Doom.
Stoner Doom often has bass heavy.
Yob is very bass heavy.
They're probably
even
all
though,
pretty heavy, though.
Well, yeah, and the fact that they tune to A makes a big difference, too.
Yeah.
Makes the guitar sound very bass heavy.
That's very true.
So, but did you have any list of bands that are your favorite Doom bands or any albums that are your favorite Doom albums?
I like Caius.
Yeah, and they're kind of lumped into the stoner Doom.
Stoner, metal, stoner, rock kind of thing. And,
whereas
and Norska.
As this propaganda that I'm looking at says, the
I
stoner
like
the Doom.
ISIS and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, I'm going to name some bands that I enjoy and see if you've heard of them.
Let's do that.
All right.
Have you heard of Indian?
Yes.
I've heard of them. I have not heard of
them. Okay, so their latest album, I think it's their latest, called Guiltless.
Uh-huh.
Will's a goddamn genius.
Fucking opus, dude. I can't. Yeah. I'm just so epic, and it's like it's got a crustiness to it, but it's still doom. It's still aggressive. It's just different. It's just weird. And I didn't think that you'd listen to much Indian. I missed them the last couple times they came
yeah.
through town. I was bummed out about
yeah,
that.
I know.
But,
I see them a lot over at the casino.
I mean, I thought you'd like them just because of who you are.
We know Will was in Midian with Mike, right?
Yeah. And, you know, fuck God in the face.
Yeah,
remember those guys?
Yeah.
And when he's been in a lot, Facing, or what was the other band? There was another band that he was in. Fuck, I hate my memory sometimes. But anyway, yeah, shout out to Will, who's now, was in Wolves of the Throne Room, and that's now right. he's playing with, who? Is he with Indian now? Will, you don't know?
You putting me on the spot?
Yeah, who's Will play with
well,
right now?
I don't fucking know. I hope he's at home having a bowl of cereal.
Exactly.
God damn, Wolves in the Throne Room was on the road for like a year.
I know. Australia and everywhere else.
I hope he's sleeping out back.
Yeah.
Right here. I wouldn't go wake him up if he was.
With a nice cold beer.
Take a nap, dude. Yep. Jeez.
I'll wake him up to tell him to take a nap.
Hey, man.
Wake up and take a nap. So have you heard of the band Chevy? Not like Chevy Chase, but like S-H-E-A-V-Y.
That ain't Chevy. That's my brother.
You never heard of Chevy?
Uh-uh.
You say S-H-E-A-V-Y?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heavy
looks
with an
like
F.
Chevy.
Yeah.
Or Shavy.
It might be. Mm-hmm. I hate trying to pronounce a band's name when you've never met them. You don't really yeah. know. You know. You
I started pronouncing it when I was.
I studied biology in school, and it's rough.
Yeah.
Like naming shit.
Yeah.
You don't speak Latin or Greek.
Yeah.
And you're trying to pull these derivatives.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, shit. Okay, it looks like it should be said that Chevy. Way.
Yeah, they do that with my last name. Is it Giel? Is it Gale?
Yeah.
Or is it Guile?
Yeah.
It's a Guile. Z Guile. No, but Hans turned me on to Chevy, and mm-hmm. they're kind of Sabbath heavy, stoner rock. The album I enjoy most is Celestial Hi-Fi, and then I did some reading up on them. They used to be called Green Machine. What do you think of when you hear Green Machine?
Caius.
Yeah, and they did mostly Caius covers. And then they found another band. They're from Canada, and they found an American band that was already named Green Machine, so they changed their name to Chevy. So that's a little backstory on those guys in case you were wondering. But if you like that kind of Sabbath, the stoner, Caius-y kind of stuff, check out Chevy. They're pretty Chevy.
Chevy, or possibly Chevy.
I think they're called Chevy Chase. And then there's another Hans that turned me on. Hans turned me on to Goatsnake. Have you heard them?
Goatsnake?
No? Man, I'm coming up with blanks here. Well, if you like, I don't know. If you like music, check out Goatsnake. They have a cool album called Flower of Disease, which I listen to quite often.
Eagle Twin has a great album right now, too.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I've heard good things about another Portland band, but I don't know if they're Doom. What would you call Dog Shredder?
Dog Shredder is a Bellingham band.
Oh, they're not from Portland?
No.
They just play there a lot.
Dog Shredder is absolutely fantastic.
They are. They're awesome. Yeah. I've heard from them.
The EP, Boss Rhino.
Yep.
You can get that on Bandcamp. You can order the vinyl. And
Would you consider them sludge?
Digital. No.
No? What are they?
Not even.
Like, thrashy kind of? Just undefinable?
I would put them in the kind of class that I would put a band like Eagle Twin. It's like a Mahavishnu orchestra metal.
Mahavishnu.
It's a.
I'm going to use that word.
God, no. Like a John McLaughlin style guitar playing.
Mm-hmm.
It just breaks out. It gets nutty. Shit. I'll have to.
I've seen a couple of the videos and I've listened to some of their music online.
Yeah. They're incredible because you go see them live and it's that real kind of guttural, basic, primal expansion on what that is.
Uh-huh.
They're fantastic. I have both the records there.
Yeah, so check out Dog Shredder.
Yeah.
I like Naps. I think that's pretty clear to most people. And that's why I like the band Sleep.
Oh, yeah. Sleep,
High on Fire.
Didn't listen to all of their
stuff.
That's
not really Doom, though, is it?
I don't think High on Fire is Doom, really.
That's pretty badass shit.
No. But, my favorite of those guys, I think, was Volume 2, even though Holy Mountain was fucking awesome. Sleep's Holy Mountain.
Oh,
from
Sleep?
Sleep, yeah. Sleep Volume 2. I just had that CD. So the one of those things.
Jerusalem, man.
Oh, yeah. They're all super good, but I had Sleep 2, Volume 2 for the longest, and that was the one I listened to most, so you kind of grow attached to certain ones, but I loved them all. Loved watching the videos of Sleep during their 2012 tour and, you know, playing for decent crowds, which is awesome for them to make the comeback. How about Acid Bath? You ever listen to them?
I've heard of them, maybe listened to a few songs, but never really
delved
into
it. They're more of a southern sludgy type of band.
Yeah.
Not really Doom, but I'm just trying to get some bands out there that our listeners might not have heard of that they might be interested in. When the Kite String Pops. Check that out. It's produced by Spike Cassidy.
Oh, really?
You know who that is?
No.
Guitarist.
Is this a quiz show?
Yeah. I just like to throw dust and stuff every once in a while.
Let me see the money right now.
For one Bic lighter.
I'll play along.
No, but he was the guitarist for DRI.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh, wow.
And they were their first album was on Rotten Records, which has to do with Rotten Imbeciles or whatever. But it was weird because they were kind of a sludgy southern metal crust band, and they were being produced by this punk dude or whatever you want to call him. He's not really punk anymore. They turned into like a metal crossover band. But And, of course, we already mentioned Witch Mountain. I haven't got a chance to hear their new album in its entirety, have you?
I haven't either.
Hans said it is just incredible.
Yeah,
but I think
that's
he
what
has,
I've heard.
I think he has a big crush on that girl, though.
People that I trust dearly have told me that it's an absolutely beautiful record.
Maybe you can shed a little light on this, but... And I don't, I've said it on almost every episode. I don't care who's listening or what you think, because this is an honest podcast. All of our girlfriends in my circle who have seen and heard Witch Mountain don't like that chick.
Yeah, they hate him.
Why don't they like her?
Dude.
Because she's awesome, and they think that, what, your boyfriend or husband wants to sleep with her?
Right.
You can't deny that the music is fucking awesome, because it's the same kind of music that they say, oh, I love Damn Weevil, or I love Face Pilot Mendoza.
I think it's physiological. I really do. I think they bring in Uda just like drips this power when she's on stage.
She really drips power when she's on stage.
I know, it's funny because you can talk to her before she plays and after she plays, and it's a completely different ballgame.
Yeah.
But while she's on stage, the energy that comes off of her is just. It's man sickening,
and the biggest argument.
It'll just get you, and the girls don't, you know.
And when I call them on it, the biggest argument I get from the girls who I'm calling on it say, it just doesn't fit with the music. I love the music, but it's like Heart. It's like having Ann Wilson sing for whatever doom or sludge band they like. And I just wanted to put that out there. How many of our listeners who have girlfriends who like Witch Mountain, which is probably a very few, because most of you listeners probably don't even know who the fuck Witch Mountain is, but I have the South of Salem. I have South of Salem on vinyl. I listen to that quite often, and my wife usually leaves the room because she says she doesn't like it.
My wife doesn't like it either.
Why is it exuding so much sexuality?
The funny thing is that my daughter loves it.
Yeah.
She's 7 years old. She gets into it, and she feels it.
Oh,
man. She rocks out, and she loves it, fist in the air.
Yeah.
But
it's because she
hears it, she's just like, I don't like Witch Mountain. I don't know what it is.
That's the same thing. I'm glad that she says that, because that just reinforces my thoughts and
Cracker Jacks.
But yeah, so hey, you girls, don't be hating on Witch Mountain. They're a good band. I mean, geez, check them out. They're hardworking. They're doing their thing, and she's got some pipes. That's all I'm saying.
Sure,
and she's a cutie too.
She has energy.
Yes,
she
does.
She just drips that shit on stage, and she'll put that
now
shit
I
so deep into her gut.
Shit.
She bleeds.
Go
on
YouTube, dude.
Comes
I
out
will.
Of her throat. It's amazing.
She's dyed her hair since the last time when Griefhammer played with them. She had blonder ish hair. Now it looks dark, and she just has that much more of a rocker look to her. But let's get off that before we sort out the microphone or something. It's getting humid in here.
Oh, there it is.
Humid.
You lucky slug. Oh, man. Anybody that got a chance to play in that band would be a lucky slug.
Oh, come
Nathan,
on.
You lucky slug.
Shit.
Damn Weevil mentioned them for a second. Now a defunct band out of Oakland, California that I have.
I got a Damn Weevil t-shirt in my closet. Yeah.
And here's a funny thing. I wore a Damn Weevil shirt to a show when Griefhammer played with We Have Guns and the Athearchist at the Black Forest. And the bass player, who is Dustin's illegitimate brother, the caveman from We Have Guns, James.
That shit's hilarious.
He's like, I can't believe you wore a Damn We Evil shirt. Like it was three words. He's like, Damn We Evil. And I was like, it's really Damn Weevil, like one of those weevils, like a little
spelled differently, though. It's spelled like We Evil.
Yeah, and he's like, Damn We Evil. He goes, like, those guys played a party at my house, blah, blah, blah. But I love those guys. I have both of their
CDs. Yeah, man. Those guys are great.
What the fuck?
I love the Damn We Evil. What, you don't like Damn Weevil?
No, I love those guys.
Oh. Then what'd you say what the fuck for? You're throwing me off here. Damn We Evil.
Have you heard of? I'm just looking at a list of band names. Have doom band names, and here is one called Goblin Cock. Have you heard?
I've heard of Goblin Cock.
Yeah, are they good?
I don't know. Never heard them. I've just seen the name a lot and thought.
I heard about it.
Are they Goblin Cock?
But I don't do that.
You should start a tribute band that does
about,
all Goblin Cock and all Orange Goblin, and they call it Orange Goblin Cock.
There's a band called Gorilla Monsoon.
I don't never heard of that.
Is it spelled like gorilla? Like the Sandinistas?
No, just like the
Gorilla.
Wrestler.
Gorilla
Monsoon.
Wow. That's a wrestler?
Yeah, Gorilla Monsoon.
Wow. So another band, which I don't know if they're still around, but we used to play shows with them, and we actually, I don't even remember what I was going to say, but they're called Roanoke. You know those guys, right?
I remember Roanoke, yeah.
I've got their album called Stormbringer. It was produced by Steve Austin, and not the wrestler.
Speaking of wrestling. Is that what got you onto that?
I don't, it was a seamless segue that I didn't even mean for it to happen.
That was great.
We're talking about Today is the Day, Steve Austin, not Stone Cold.
Right.
But yeah, Roanoke, I don't know if they're still playing. A couple of the members were also in Aldebaran, which I know are still playing, and I love those guys.
Yeah, Aldebaran's doing very well now.
European tour they just did.
They're going to release on Profound Lore, I believe.
Sweet.
And Tim, the drummer, Parasitic Tim, a dear old friend of Norse's. Uh-huh. From years ago when we had, well, two names ago.
Yeah.
Two lineups
Lopan.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we played a show with Lopan.
So he's doing well. He's got a label going, man.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent. Those
out.
Guys are great guys. I mean, we played a show with them in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah.
At the Doom to Fall Festival. And they were just great guys. And that was when Mikey, who's in Shadow of the Torture, he was in Aldebaran at the time. And we had met up in... Or no, we played together in Las Cruces, and then we had a different date, and then we met back up at San Antonio, and it took between those 2 days when he said, dude, I finally remembered where I know you from. And I was like, I know. I can't remember. Please tell me. He goes, Thrombus. And I was like, what? Thrombus that used to play with Victims up in Aberdeen and all over back in the day. And he's like, yeah, me and Isamu were in Thrombus. And then we went our separate ways and found Doom. And
fantastic.
So small world, you know.
Yeah,
we talked,
great, man.
We talked and we kind of rekindled and we're looking at each other like, I know you. I know you from somewhere. And we'd known Todd.
Your guys' eyes met.
I think Mikey has another project going called War Boar.
Awesome. I want to check that out for sure.
With
you guys should all check it out as well. And another band who was from Pennsylvania that we played with at that same festival, Electric Horsemen. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Yeah.
They're Amish.
I mean, I heard of them.
They're Amish, and they all have the Amish beards, and they claim that they live in an area of Pennsylvania where people still ride their carts and buggies and shit, and they just play this, like, punishing, doomish stoner metal.
I actually heard about them in Goosebumps books. I didn't hear about them in the band circuit, yeah.
The Goosebumps book by R.L. Stine?
R.L. Stine.
What?
So I heard about Electric.
No way. And then I'd like to call, I can call these guys my friends because I've met them several times and hung out. And Deuce actually had me sign his guitar when he was on tour. Mendoza, they're from Canada. They play the West Coast a lot. Their drummer is a chick named Nancy.
Those guys are great.
Yeah, I love those guys. I don't know if you guys have heard of Mendoza, but check them out.
Great live, too.
They actually got a song on the...
Underworld.
Yeah, Underworld Tools soundtrack, yeah.
Yeah.
And then some other ones we've already mentioned, Neurosis, Face Pilot, and Midian, Asleep.
Thrones.
Isis.
Tiësto. Not really a doom band.
Yeah.
More of a rock band.
Yeah. But yeah. With a, just a crunching edge that's, that makes them just not rock. Rock plus one or whatever. Yeah. And have you ever listened to Buzz Oven much? Another band from down south, kind of I Hate God-ish. We used to do a Buzz Oven cover in my old band, Perpetual Conversion. But if you like raunchy with like, lots of guitar and feedback, distortion, stuff like that. Check those guys out. And you'd mentioned Isis.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of progressive, but I really love their stuff. They're now defunct.
Good shit too.
Now defunct. You ever heard of Mouth of the Architect?
No.
That's a name you probably wouldn't forget if you heard it. But
Atriarch.
I've heard of it. I actually saw those guys, I think, with Yob at Plan B. Yeah, the last day, Dark Castle. Yeah, that was an awesome show.
God, Dark Castle, too.
Yeah,
man.
Dark Castle, the Atriarch, Yob, and another great band we almost overlooked, Mongoloid Village.
Mongoloid Village is absolutely fucking fantastic.
They are. Dude, live, they sound like... Just their tones, the guitar tones that he gets out. And you're a Fender guy, and he plays a Telecaster.
Yeah. Fester is,
he's a
is
genius.
Actually recording the Satan record, which is Jason,
and,
our drummer.
And Travis.
Playing guitar. Travis, the drummer from Yob, playing drums. And Aaron,
Satans.
The bass player from both of those bands, both of our bands. Or whatever.
I have two Satan CDs.
They are absolutely fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, and Fester is. He's a genius.
I don't know when stuff's going to be due out, but it's... Or probably early next year.
Quick question. Thought that I saw him, and did he cut his dreadlocks off?
Yeah.
I thought so.
I think the way he told it to me was he was out mowing the lawn. And then,
and they got caught in the mower?
No. No.
Don't you love it when people finish your sentence?
Let him finish his fucking story.
No, it didn't happen that way.
No, he was mowing the lawn.
First, he had an epiphany. Then he walked to the store and bought 722s. No, sorry.
722.
No, so he told me he was just out doing stuff in the yard, and he's like, fuck, and he went inside and just kind of hung out for a little while, did his thing, and cut his dreadlocks off, went outside, and finished. Mowing lawn.
Wow.
It gets hot when it comes around this time of year, doesn't it?
Yeah, but dreadlocks
I don't
aren't
think that
hot.
Has anything to do with
dreadlocks
it.
Dreadlocks aren't that hot.
Beards aren't that hot either. No. I'll tell you that straight up, man. I've had this beard through, man, it's
thick,
thick
and thin.
Summer. It has been through thick and thin, though, man.
I know. Nice. I've seen it thin, and I've
dude,
seen
we
it
thin. Yeah. We got the same writer. He's writing us the same material.
This is good stuff you guys are doing here. Top notch.
Hi-o.
Top notch, fellas.
To about
it's
that.
Great.
So, yeah, maybe we can, since we've covered all the bands that I had on my list, and you guys don't really have much fun.
I got, like, Monster Magnet, you know, more like stoner rock stuff.
Yeah, I figured we'd
cover... You're a stoner fan, too. If you want to go stoner, I mean, shit, Black Pussy and White Orange, man. Those two bands.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Yeah, Motley Crue's great, great fucking stoner vision, dude.
Do you listen to a lot of Orange Goblin that we spoke of, or Electric Wizard at all? Which
I'm not into that stuff.
No.
What? Look, it's not. It's like I don't fucking like those guys.
Yeah,
but I know I've got some Electric Wizard and I listen
Sons
to
of
it.
Otis,
and it's fun. It's fine. It does its thing.
Cathedral,
and just like I was into some Cathedral
earlier,
but I just don't. I spend most of my time listening to classic rock, jazz, and movie scores.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Just kind of
Any doomy movie scores out there? You could recommend.
I think that if you're open minded and you can get into it, I think right now two of my absolute favorite soundtracks of all time are scores from movies are the score from Big Trouble in Little China by John Carpenter and his writing partner.
With
I can't
Kurt
remember
Russell?
His name.
Yep.
Well, he's in that movie.
And, Yeah.
Thanks
and
for
the,
ruining it.
And
spoiler alert.
he wins.
When doesn't he win?
He turned down They Live, and I'm glad he did, because Rowdy Piper was way better. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Second.
So that and Bernard Herrmann's score for Taxi Driver is doomy as fuck. It's 63 minutes long, and if you can listen to it from
you say it's on YouTube, right?
Start to finish, you could probably listen to the whole thing on YouTube,
right on.
Or you could pick it out song by song and cue it.
Yeah,
and it's absolutely incredible.
I'm gonna check it out.
What about the score?
If you have an open mind, it's a
you dirty rat. That's why do you got to bring up movies like that? What about the score to Star Wars? That was pretty doomy. So what do you guys think like the origins of doom metal are? When you think of the origins of doom metal, what bands come to mind from the 70s besides the obvious Black Sabbath?
Well, all right then.
Deep Purple.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to Pentagram, Dustin?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
I knew you had. No. Dude, you should check them out. They're pretty fucking trippy. I mean, they're kind of all over the place through, but pretty fucking awesome. They're still playing these days. I think Yob actually played with them down in Texas last year, maybe? I don't know. I think it's awesome to see Mike getting to play with, like, all of his heroes over the last couple of years. You know, getting to play with Sleep and Pentagram and Neurosis, all the bands that he heralded as his favorite. I wish I could do that. I'm green. With weed.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
I'd love to play with Mahavishnu Orchestra and Buddy Holly.
Yeah. You never
fucking
will.
Page and Plant.
What about Blue Cheer? Blue Cheer.
Oh, yeah. I always, yeah.
Now, my parents had a Blue Cheer album when I was a little kid, and the only song I remember from it was Summertime Blues.
Yeah, which was a cover at that point.
Was it? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I know The Who covered it by, Jimmy Cochran or someone like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember trying to listen to that album that had the Summertime Blues, or maybe it was the Best of Blue Cheer. And, there's some heavy moments, I guess.
Soft Machine.
It seemed pretty
Pink Floyd.
Kind of dated. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hawkwind.
Lemmy.
Oh, Lemmy had played a very small role in that band, dude.
But they play it up nowadays.
Space Ritual is fucking timeless.
See, and I need to get into some of that because I haven't heard them in their entirety. And when I first heard of Hawkwind, Monster Magnet did a cover. I can't remember the song right now because I'm
fucking
retarded.
Fucking
it was
Mountain,
Super Judge or
Jefferson
Dope Infinity. Super Judge, I believe. It's kind of a. I can
vacuum?
Hear it in my head.
Dinosaur Vacuum?
Nope, it wasn't Dinosaur Vacuum. I can tell you what it wasn't, but was I can't it, tell you what it is.
Was it Dinosaur Jr.?
No.
No?
I never got into those guys either. You like Jay Mascus?
Who?
Jay Mascus, the guy from, you don't know who that is?
I don't know what that
He's the Dinosaur Jr. dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a cracker or something?
He's a cracker. He's a white.
Oh, no.
he's a white guy.
Oh, he's a guy. I thought it was like Grow Bar.
No, Jay Mascus.
Jay Mascus.
His name's Jay. Just a letter, like.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Like me, T. Guile. T. Guile. Sorry.
All right.
Did you get it?
I got a list of Super Judge tracks.
Okay, it's like the third from last.
I'm gonna name a song, and you tell me the song after.
Thirds from last.
All right, Cyclops or Revolution. What comes after that?
Dude, I can't do this.
All right, then. Twin Earth.
Nope.
Face Down?
What's... Nope.
You want to flex, but you can't follow up? What's up?
Brainstorm?
That's it. Brainstorm. Brainstorm.
And Evil was a cover on that.
Yeah.
As well.
You know whose version I love of that song? Eric Clapton, even though I think he's overrated.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a powerful song, though.
Feels like another mule's kicking in my style.
Have you heard the original, the Willie Dixon version?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it's way
different.
Too.
I mean, it's not way different, but yeah. It's a little different.
Are you guys talking about Whole Lot of Love?
No, we're talking about
Evil.
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 Isn't it called something else, though, within parentheses?
Days Going On.
Evil Is Going On. Yeah, baby. Yeah. It feels like there's another mule kicking in my stall. So, yeah, we've got all these subgenres, but I didn't really even know that they were all different. Traditional doom, epic doom, stoner doom, sludge doom, funeral doom, drone doom, death doom, black doom. That's dumb doom. That's fucking doom.
Let's write a song and we'll rhyme doom, 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 doom. And it'll also be the bass line.
I think if you have enough faith in what you're doing musically, you could leave out the word doom and just name all the different genres and just make a doom song around that.
Yeah.
Stoner Sludge Funeral Drone.
That sounds awesome.
Black Death.
That sounds like a party I'd want to go to.
You just screamed everything in one syllable, though, like the traditional.
Black Death traditional development. Yeah. I don't know.
Are we in the writing stage now? Because I'm going to want credit.
We're brainstorming hardcore.
I think we're starting a band called Subgenre. And we're going to write themes of some subgenres of different genres.
So, Terry, do you think of doom as having its own like an entity?
I think it finally did. Yeah. I think it took it a while. Now with the maybe the exposure, not just Yob, but I just see those coming up in these important publications. You know, like what was the one?
Was that the validation for what you consider to be doom music as a publication?
Not for myself, but for like the public to like view doom as an actual credible genre.
Do you look
genre.
To the public to see if doom is credible or not?
For myself?
Yeah.
No.
But
I guess I went around about answering that question the wrong way. Myself, I've always seen it as that. I mean, I didn't really get into doom. Like, what do you call it? I identified with a story that I heard Mike Scheidt tell once about going to see Napalm Death, Brutal Truth, and Cathedral. That show was on my birthday, 1992. And I kind of did the same thing he did. He said when he was there for the brutality and the death metal, and then Cathedral came on and they were like slow and he thought they were kind of boring and he went to the back and was going to take a break and then he was drawn to the front of the stage and he said from that night on he played differently. He thought differently about how music should be created. That was his turning point. I walked to the back and never got drawn in and waited for the next death metal band. So I was slower to come about it and I think it was actually, I'd listened to Black Sabbath and stoner metal like Monster Magnet and Caius, but
yeah, I gave it the college try too, man. I tried hard.
Once I heard Yob, I don't know what it is about seeing them live and just feeling the emotion in the music and the psychedelic parts and just
and the energy.
To me, the songwriting mastery and just the way things are. Yeah. Seeing them in, like, I've seen them at CD World in small venues and different places, like opening for High on Fire in Portland. And that super opened my eyes to doom metal for some reason. I guess it was because they were a hometown band and I'd known Travis and he was a fan of my old band, which like blew my mind. Like one time me and Dustin went to CD World and Travis came up to us and we would already thought of him as like, not a star, but he's a drummer for Yob.
Yeah.
You know, and he came up to us and like said, hey, you guys, what's up? And then he told a story about walking behind the first round years ago, coming from the Venetian to somewhere else, and hearing a band in the first round playing a Caius song.
Yep. He's like, which was stolen.
I thought to myself, who the fuck would even know Caius in downtown Albany, let alone be playing one of their
Travis
songs?
Travis Wood, for sure.
And he came in there to see, and he goes, and of course, it was Pat and Terry from fucking Void. And you know, so just hearing that story, and then when Pat got to meet Travis, like, kind of officially at a Yob show at the Speakeasy, they were both just, like, jerking each other off the whole time. It was awesome to see, because Travis is, like,
covered in ooze.
Yeah. He was like, if it wasn't for you, Pat, I would never play drums. And Pat's Travis, like, dude, you're so inspirational to me.
Travis mentioned to me that he still had a sometimes why gift that had been thrown out.
He does. He actually, I remember sometimes why I played at the barn out at Zach Christensen's old place out there on Columbus. And I lived out there at the time, and Travis lived out there. And they made a bunch of gifts. It's like fucking a toilet paper tube with some shit painted on it. It was great.
Yeah.
And he caught the fucker, and he enjoyed it. He loved it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, we used to sign toilet paper tubes and all sorts of shit. We'd hit the Dollar Tree and fabric paint on hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess why I got onto that little segue or tangent there was because when I started realizing how much I was drawn in by Yob's sound and what they were doing, and then I started seeking out their shows and seeing other bands that they were playing with that I hadn't been exposed to, like Aldebaran and bands like that. And then, I don't know, it was just they were an eye-opener for me, and then I started seeking it out. I'd heard Neurosis and a lot of bands in the 90s that I had enjoyed, but it never really grabbed me until I got into that. And then just like, I don't know. It just, it's, I don't know if it's my favorite genre of music, because I love death metal. I'll listen to Napalm Death and Brutal Truth all day. And some people are like, I can't fucking stand listening to that noise. But it's soothing for me. My wife doesn't really enjoy it that much. But she loves when I put in Yob or any of these bands. She loves because...
Except Witch Mountain, right?
Yeah, except for Witch Mountain. Anything with a hot girl that I've been in the same room with.
I don't think that's all there is to it, man.
I don't know.
There's a lot of fucking energy coming out of Uta's throat, man.
Oh, I know.
That's what it is.
Even on the recording.
Her voice will just drive women away.
Yeah.
It will.
I'm glad that you have affirmed that.
It's totally true. You go to a Witch Mountain show, stand around
the girls
for a little while.
Back.
They're off getting drinks.
Yeah,
and there's a bunch of dudes just
drooling
in their heads and just enjoying what. I mean, shit. Because Rob's guitars. I mean, Rob Wrong is fucking fantastic guitar player.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that dude.
And I didn't realize till probably maybe a month after we played with them and I'd first seen her sing for them, then I'd realized that Rob used to play for a band called M99, which I saw open for Monster Magnet and White Zombie at the WOW Hall in 1992. And I love those guys. And they had a chick singer. And I don't think my girlfriend liked them then. And they weren't even doom metal. They were like some kind of 90s type shit that was coming out at the time from Portland, like alternative-y kind of rock stuff. But those guys have been around, and they've been big influences on a lot of people. And like you said, with I Own Me Stubbs, Witch Mountain, check them out. And other than that, that's all my topics that I got. I think we're at about 40 minutes or so. We could probably wrap up unless...
wrap it up for the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Are they doom?
No. They're not doom, but they did have a.
How would that song come out in a doom fashion?
What do you think? Wrap it up, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I don't think it could. I've heard some weird covers. There's that Buzz Oven does a cover of "Don't Bring Me Down" by ELO.
That's a fantastic song.
And I always wonder if they doom it up.
The theme song from Speed Racer would be a rad doom song.
Do you think that bothers people named Bruce, that song?
I don't know, who the fuck
is
Bruce?
That song is rough, dude.
I've known a couple
guys named
Bruces.
Bruce in America?
Goddamn, Bruce!
Yeah, especially especially if it's a guy named Bruce that can't roll his R's. Then he's super pissed. Because that song says my name and I can't even fucking sing along with it.
What if he's got a lisp?
You're fucking around Bruce, every time Bruce, you hear it, right?
Bruce.
Like, fucking, I'm not even saying anything over here.
Obviously.
I'm bringing you down.
Obviously, Bruce is a downer. So the original character of Debbie Downer was Bruce Downer.
I'm not a big fan of that song.
Bruce wouldn't play as well as Debbie.
I'm not a big fan of that song, Dust in the Wind,
Dustin.
By Kansas. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, you know, just because.
I can't imagine.
You know, it's.
I'm not a big fan of Battery by Metallica or Sanitarium. But when I was a kid.
Are you serious?
When that album Master Puppets came out, I said Metallica digs me because they put my name in two of their songs. Battery and Sanitarium.
The best I could ever do when I was a young man was.
Big Jim.
No, Jimmy Hat. Because for the longest time, my family called me Jimmy, and my friends would come over. I gotta be family. Hey, you're a friend of Jimmy's. And
my friend, who's like 60 now, hates being called Jimmy because he was always a Jimmy, but now he wants to be James or Jim. He's still Jimmy.
I go all the ways, man. I got friends from back in the day that call me Jimmy. Friends that call me James.
Do they call you Top Jimmy? Great.
Sometimes.
Jimmy.
Yeah. I had a friend who changed his name to Cedric and became a vampire, and he'd get pissed when he called him Ryan.
Was really? He an entertainer?
Yeah.
He an entertainer? Did you say his name was Cedric? That guy's career is dead.
He was the original Cedric.
The thing that sucks about that is no. He was not.
It was not
an entertainer.
He tried. Lord knows he tried.
I think he might be up in Portland. He might be a singer in a Cure cover band.
A Cure cover
there.
Band?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Oh. No.
Cedric?
Cedric.
Cure. Well, I'm not going to go see those guys because I don't really like The Cure.
Well, so hey, speaking of Doom, if you want to go out and see some Doom, Yob and Norska are doing a Midwest tour.
Yeah, that sounds fucking fantastic.
We're firing off on September 7th.
Uh-huh.
And you can get the tour dates at profoundlore.com or Nanotier.
Nanotier.com.
Look up Norska tour dates, Yob tour dates.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but only 46% of our downloads are from Oregon.
Cormorant is going to join us on the road.
Cool. So that's what all I'm saying is that the listeners are from abroad in different places, states.
That's
so
great.
So maybe someone listening in Boise will come to your show. If you're listening to the show and you go see Norska, try to approach the band.
Boise show is going to be absolutely fucking fantastic.
They're very approachable.
We get to play with Uzala. It's going to be a really fucking killer show.
Just go to them and say,
I heard about this show. Do you have a code word that somebody could come up to you on the street and say, and you'd go, oh, I know you listen to the Tagcast.
No. I know what it is.
Like banana sponge.
Tagcast.
All right, there you go.
Because that cannot be confused with anything. If you came up and said banana sponge, they go.
Yeah.
You say what, man? You guys, honestly, if somebody came up to me on the street and was like,
"Heard you on Tagcast,"
I listen to the Tagcast podcast. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't shun them as a stranger.
Nice.
Just say.
But what if they said bacon sponge?
I might actually. If they said that, I'd be like, "All right, great. Here's a sticker. Here's a sticker. Nice to meet you.
Now buy a shirt and fuck off."
But if somebody comes up to me on the street and's like, "Hey, man, I heard you on the tag pass.
That's more points.
Drop classed.
On the plaque.
Drop classed.
I saw you guys on 3
a.m. I would be stoked.
Like,
wow, really?
Hey, right I saw you listening.
Because I drank a lot of beer at that show. And
yeah.
may feel like you know me, but you really don't.
So if someone comes up to you in Little Rock and says, "Hey, I heard you on a Tagcast. Can I have a free shirt?"
Mm-hmm. I would say no.
No, we got to get gas money.
If I lived in Little Rock.
I'll cut you a deal for a CD and a shirt for $25, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You get an album.
I would.
Nah, a CD, yeah, it's expensive.
If I lived in Little Rock, though, I'd always feel that, you know, when you're almost out of weed. You know, you get that kind of little anxiety because, you know, you don't want to smoke it all and be left with none. So
what
you
does
just,
it have to do all with
you got
Rock?
All you got left is a Little Rock, man. You got to go out and get some more.
Are you talking about crack?
Little Rock's going to be a killer show.
Yeah,
we're playing with St. Vitus, Weed Eater, and Wake.
Nice.
We're talking Wino.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be a killer show.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that.
One piece of advice when you're in Little Rock, don't smoke one. Because crack kills. Hi-yo! Just kidding.
Crack wouldn't exist if it weren't for the drug war.
I know. Thanks, Ronnie. Ronnie Reagan. And he's a good nice little Nancy.
Well done, CIA. Well done.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it for this episode of Bonuses.
I didn't want to slap her one boob back and forth. Nancy.
You can go to brutalpanda.com and pre-order the Norska vinyl.
Do that. You should do that.
Yeah, do that for sure.
It'll be fun.
And then you can go out and buy a record player.
And then you can go down to bandcamp.com with
and stick with a flute in your pussy.
Right. You could. You could do that. Or you could go to Sons of Confusion and download Three Feather Pimp.
That's it's right. Just,
you know.
Or you can stick a flute in your pussy.
Or you could come down to the Wow Hall and stick a flute in your pussy. Wait, that was on
to the table already. Just yeah. for that.
You could go anywhere and stick a flute in your pussy.
Trust me, it's accepted.
Hey, I want to thank you guys personally for keeping it classy.
And San Diego. Yeah.
And
let's keep it classy, Albany.
That's good stuff.
We'll see you guys on Hump Day Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Jim for being here. Lots of laughs. My cheeks hurt.
That's not doom.
No, it's not. But we made a deal with Floyd.
Did you speed it up to 45 RPM?
To the rise of that tide on the night.
You have to go higher.
Yeah, you have to go higher.
Give me that top of the ocean mountain.
I'm giving all these vocal tracks three steps down on the octave bar.
What the fuck is that?
Cyanide sausage.
The song?
What is it?
Floyd wrote it.
From Forrestal's Fall, Floyd.
And then, yeah.
Thanks, Floyd.
I sent him a little recording of me on the phone going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then...
That's really nice.
I sent it to him, and he turned it into a song. I told him one line I had. He threw another line out. I threw another line out. And then he threw another line out, and that was it.
It sounds way better without Terry screeching over it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I ruined it. We should play it again just to be cool, huh? So, yeah, Floyd wrote this song for us. So, thanks for listening, you guys. No screeching this time. He made it on his iPad with GarageBand.
I'm looking forward to Floyd taking the stage, doing solo stuff.
Oh, me too.
He was talking about that, doing that for a while.
I asked if we could do a show, him and me together. So
yeah, that'd be badass.
So, yeah, we told Floyd we'd use this for every episode of season one. So, yeah. Thanks, Floyd. And thanks, Taggets, for listening. Have a good Monday.
Yep. Rock on.
Peace out, bitches.
TagCastPodcast.com.